Democrat Cindy Axon blames Mitch McConnell for lack of progress in Congress. By Sean Moran on December 27, 2019. Freshman swing district representative Cindy Axon, DIA, blamed Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, Thursday for the lack of bills passed through Congress. Axon, in a local Iowa radio interview, blamed McConnell for the lack of progress on bills passing through Congress's upper chamber, saying, "I will lay that firmly at the foot of Mitch McConnell. He needs to step up and do his job. When you remove post office naming and things like funding the government, you're down to only about 50 bills that impact people's lives have been signed into law. I voted for all 77 of those bills, including the disaster funding for Iowa and the Midwest and funding for 9/11 victims' funds, giving veterans a cost of living adjustment, and so many other things. So I'm pleased about that." Axon's criticism of McConnell follows after the Iowa Democrat voted for both articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump, charging the president with obstructing Congress and abusing the office of the presidency. The Democrats' impeachment inquiry and has taken away time that lawmakers could have used to develop proposals to lower drug prices, improve infrastructure, and other Democrat priorities. Axon represents one of the 31 congressional districts that Trump won during the 2016 presidential election, but House Democrats flipped during the 2018 midterm elections. Republicans hope to flip roughly 20 congressional districts during the 2020 elections to retake the House majority. The Iowa Democrats' comments follow an Associated Press report, which details her strategy to retake rural parts of Iowa's 3rd congressional district. Even though Axon defeated incumbent Representative David Young, RYA, by 2% in the 2018 midterm elections, she lost 15 of the Iowa 3rd district's counties. Axon said, "What I'm trying to do getting out in rural areas is to show that it doesn't matter what letter is behind my name. I'm doing the work for you, and I'm here to be your voice. I think we need to start breaking down that rural and urban divide that has been created in this country." Young, who is running this cycle to retake his seat, noted that the Iowa Democrat has supported environmental regulations, opposed the Trump tax cuts, and a public health insurance option that would hurt rural Iowans. "She talks of moderation and common sense when she's in Iowa, but in Washington, she votes 97% of the time with Nancy Pelosi," said Young. "She can spend time in the rural counties, and everybody should, but she's getting no traction there," he added. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.